on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Gunnery here for the Mark Steiner Show, and I'm here with Brandon Soderberg, interim editor-in-chief at Baltimore City Paper, and he is back to tell us about what is in this week's issue of the City Paper. And Brandon, welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
So it is going to be Valentine's Day, so you have your annual sex issue. So what is in this issue?
Yeah, this is our sex issue tied to Valentine's Day, which gives an excuse to do a sex issue. This year, it's heavy on the visuals. Our kind of conversation, our concept about it was that everything goes back to Trump and Pence right now. So it was about this idea of just sort of letting some subcultures speak for themselves. So we have a number of photo essays, including one by Tommy Bruce of people from the furry community. Some really gorgeous and touching portraits, including one on the cover of Tommy himself sprawled out on a bed.
And who are furries?
Okay. There are people who like to or prefer to wear big sort of mascot-like costumes and hang out and sometimes engage in sexual activity in those costumes as well. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, yeah.
And then we also have a photo series from a few years ago by Jamie Onderdonk, which was originally run in Gutter Magazine, which was a magazine sort of run by Joe Giordano, our photo editor. And a while back, they ran a bunch of photos of the old Baltimore Eagle back when it was a leather bar. And they're really amazing, striking photos of what that place used to look like, which kind of stands in contrast to it's been revamped and reopened late last month. And so we have a review of the new Eagle, which is continues to be a sort of a gay bar, but is a little more 2017, I guess, not as much Tom of Finland kind of stuff going on in there. But Kate Drabinski wrote the review, and it still retains some of the old Eagle had these sort of different bars within the one bar. So it's retained that approach. So and she reviewed that and said some good stuff about it. We're hoping to try the food, but the food isn't ready yet. But they have a pretty interesting approach to that too. They've hired a chef, and it seems like they're going for it. And then we also have a coloring and activity book with illustrations by Charlie Herrick, who is our web designer and editor. And those are accompanied by texts by one of our contributing writers, Karen Peltier. And they also work at Sugar, the sex shop in Hamden. So it's kind of a mix of silly sex activities and some pro tips on sex and that sort of thing. And then separate from that, we have a couple news stories, or really a few news stories, actually. Baynard Woods' ongoing Democracy in Crisis column, which kind of looks at the Trump regime, is in there. This week's column is about Trump and the church and how Trump became the darling of the evangelicals and how strange that is. And then public defender Todd Oppenheim has a piece about ending the drug war and the tensions it creates for both people on both sides of that war, people who are using or selling drugs and the police who are forced essentially to arrest them at ridiculously high rates.
So something you mentioned at the beginning of this was having a kind of like alternative, like alt-weekly perspective on sex in this age of Trump and Pence. And I know that that's one of the thoughts behind the Democracy in Crisis column and podcast, is kind of having like this like alt-weekly perspective on some of this national stuff that is going on. But I don't think we've really like gotten into that on the show much at all. Like what do you mean by that?
I think that it seems to me that there is an existential crisis in journalism, especially once Trump won the election. And a lot of media are figuring out how to cover that. And I think one of the cues they could take is from the way that alts have always been sort of unabashedly and proudly advocacy journalism. And as you'll see now, I think it was Reuters who had the suggestion that we start covering the Trump regime as if it's an autocracy. And I think that's kind of how alts have always covered the people in power, in part because we've always never been given the access that the Times has given, or CNN was given until they were declared fake news and kicked out. So the column, which is created by Baynard, that currently, I think, more than 20 alt-weeklies, and the podcast, which is being disseminated through those, and we're working with the Steiner Show and Center of Emerging Media with that. The idea is to sort of provide the alt-weekly voice to all these different papers as far away as Maui. The Washington City paper also has it, Charleston. Provide an alt-weekly voice that can cover D.C. in that way, as opposed to us for so long relying on basically commentary, a lot of bloviating from people maybe in those towns or even in Baltimore talking about Trump or talking about the presidency, instead having an on-the-ground, serious, reported column every week that talks about it that still retains that alt voice and avoids the a lot of the false equivalencies that I think a lot of the news tends to lean towards.
It's very cool. Well, that is Brandon Soderberg, interim editor-in-chief at Baltimore City Paper. And check out this week's issue. It's got some great visuals in there. It's a sex issue. Check it out. And Brandon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Ramagan. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.